All right, so Sif Gimel, we have the Trumas HaDeshen, and we've seen the Trumas HaDeshen already several times. We talked about it is if you have a the SS, if you've never seen before, let's say the 32nd day, would that exempt you from Ona Beinonis, and other contexts as well? But this is actually where it appears. The case is a woman who doesn't see for 14 days after tefillah, and then afterwards, ein la kefa, sometimes on 15, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22. And the question is, would she be exempt from bedikos during those first 14 days? So he discusses this question, and he does want to say that this principle that she would be like an Isha Sheyesh Lav Esses during those 14 days. But he argues that we don't say it where there's a Reisa, in other words, where she's Rasa Adam, she's Tamei Eis La'Eis. And therefore, how you apply that to something in Ona Beinonis is unclear. Al Kol Panim, he concludes that therefore you don't need to do Bedikos Kodem Tashmish for those first 14 days. And he says this would even be true, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that because, now it's an interesting way he puts it, because many Rishonim don't require Bedika at all. Now, if you look at his presentation, it's basically B'Torah Snif. In other words, since Rov Rishonim don't hold like Rabbeinu Hananel, most Rishonim hold that she doesn't need a bedikos, a woman, she doesn't need a bedikos at all. And therefore, since at the very least, we could be makel during these first 14 days where she never sees. That's basically his presentation. So that's why it's not so clear whether we would say this far, whether he would say this far in a case where it's not just a sniff, but it's the only reason to be makel. An interesting question to think about, the das, is whether this would help for the rifs shita. In other words, the Trumas HaDeshen says, well, maybe this would even be okay according to Rabbeinu Hananel, right? Okay, I could hear such a svara. Is it possible that it would help for the rif? And that's going to be important, especially if you think that the Mechaber Shittas like the Rif, as we saw some many say that's the Stam opinion. So is the logic? So maybe it's going to depend on how you understand the Rif. If you understand like the Ran that we're choshishin that since she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, maybe the cause of her Vesis is Tashmish, right? So I would have thought it's not so logical. In other words, if she's the Rif's theory, according to the Ran, is well, every woman sort of might have a Vesas. So if it's not a Vesa Flaga, then it's a Vesas of Tashmish. So then I would have thought it's not so logical. Whereas if you learn like the Rach, so then the Trumas HaDeshen is logical. Because the Rach's concern is that she's gonna see at any random time. And well, we're not really gonna since she doesn't have a Vesas, but we won't assume that it's going to be during the first 14 days. She never sees in 14 days. That's what I would have thought. But perhaps you could argue that even according to the Rif, the Trumas HaDeshen makes sense. Because since Lamaisa, she's Mesulekas Damim during these 14 days, we're not worried about Romach Mas Tashmish. And therefore, even according to the Rif, she wouldn't need to do Bedikos. Now, that's going to be a cool and a chumra. I mean, she wouldn't need to do bedikos, but it might also mean that if she did do those three bedikos, then it wouldn't even help. Because after all, the three bedikos to be machzik herself is not Romach Mas Tashmish, have to be during a time where we'd expect her to see Mach Mas Tashmish, which would mean, according to that second possibility, post 14 days. Now, this goes back also probably to the question of how you learn the Mechaber that we saw yesterday. If you think like that, the Mechaber paskens like the Rif, we saw that was, for example, the Shita of the Alter Rebbe. So then, l'chora, the Mechaber also thought that the Trumas HaDeshen is mistaber according to the Rif, because the Mechaber quotes it, and doesn't sound like it only be true according to the Yesh Omrim. On the other hand, if you hold that the Mechaber is choshish for the Rach, like we saw others, like the Tosfos Shlamim, so then there's no raya from that. Then there would be no raya. So the placey, okay, fine. So how do we paskin on this? So as I said, there's a very practical question as well, which would be, could you do the, if you were going to try to be choshish for shita sabeh, could you do the bedikos? Sorry, could you do the bedikos then during those 14 days? So Rav Moshe discusses this in Yerodei Chel Gimel Simen Nun. Rav Moshe, first of all, thinks that we paskin like the shach, and we'll get back to that in a moment. But Rav Moshe writes, Afal pik she'avra yom ha'vesas v'ona benonis v'yom ha'chodesh ena choshesh es od l'veses im ein l'veses kavua l'yom ha'chodesh tzricha livdo kodem tashmish b'smichos ha'yoser karov mishum de'isha bas damim chezkasa l'ros dam v'chol chodesh d'chili olam lo tireh. So Rav Moshe has this idea that any time we have an elevated expectation of her to see dam, so you have to do bedikos. So even though Rav Moshe doesn't really paskin like the, does accept the view of the shach, so in a moment he thinks that it's correct din and in svara, but, or in mitzias, I should say. But nevertheless, once we expect her peri to come, like, for example, the vestos of all past, then she'll always need to do bedika near tashmish. This is like a new shita. It's not the rach. It's not really anybody, but I would say it's sort of a variation of the rach. Meaning he's saying, look, the rach shita is if you don't have a veses kavua, so then any time that you have tashmish, maybe you're asura. So therefore, do a bedika kodem tashmish. First of all, we would accept the Trumas Hadashen. And we're not even going to say Rach after Trumas Hadashen. In other words, after those 14 days pass, we're not going to say she needs to do Bedikah every time either, because we'll accept the Shach. But once the Vestos have passed, so now really at any time it could come. So therefore, you should do Bedikah Kodem Tashmish. So Rav Moshe sort of, it's similar to the star of the Divuchim, but we saw over there, he's not Machmir for all those days, but he does hold, this is, I guess you could say, we've seen in different poskim this idea that if there's an elevated chance you needed bedikos, according to the Rach, that's always, at least post-Trumas Hadashen, if you hold like the Divuchim, that's during those periods of 3-4, maybe up to 8 days. And Rav Moshe has his own version of it, which he sort of made up, but he thinks it's mistaber. Another interesting question within the Trusadeshan is, I think we mentioned this before, how long would it take to establish this basis of the Trusadeshan? Is it just three times in a row? She doesn't see until after the 14th day, both tefillah. On the one hand, he writes, Isha sheregila liros b'inyan zeh sheli olam lo b'pachos miyodal yom achar tefilah. So it sounds like it's not just three times, but it's liolam, it's forever. And that's mistaber, three times isn't enough. It's not so clear, because if you look at the Trumas Hadashen, he has a kasha from Nida Daf Tesamid Beis, where it says she didn't see for the last three times, less than 90 days. She doesn't need a bedika toch 90 days. So there, it's sort of, from the fact that he asks from there, it sounds like he thinks that it's actually three times, not more. But maybe he thought that would only be true in the case of the Zakena. In the Zakena, three times would make her Becheskes Mesulekes Damim, but not for a regular person. So as we mentioned before, Rabbi Willig thinks that three times is not enough for the Trumas Hadashen. It has to be much longer. It's hard to give an exact cheer. But like the simple Lashon, that Li'olam Eino Roa. Okay. So how do we paskin? Halacha l'maaseh, what should a chassan and kala, what should you do practically? So couple gets married. So the first time, you're definitely not going to do bedikos because there's going to be dam besulam. There might be dam besulam. So there's obviously no point in doing bedikos before tashmish, after tashmish, no point. So let's say she doesn't do bedikos then, and then she becomes pregnant. So there's probably no point of doing bedikos once she's pregnant because she's misuakas damin, as the Pesach Tshuva Dalet points out, certainly nowadays. And then, let's say she doesn't get pregnant, but let's say she has a vasus of the Trumas Adeshen, which most women have, even women that don't have such a regular cycle. Usually there'll be a period of time where they won't see. So maybe then the bedikos don't count. And this point is made by the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer thinks that doing the three bedikos for Shita Sarif during the Trumas Adeshen, before the Trumas Adeshen's vasus, is pointless. It is true that the Vadi HaShulchan is mefakfek with this. He thinks no, that especially because the Trumas Adeshen only said it as a sniff, so it might work. But that's, on the other hand, it's logical that they wouldn't work. That goes back to the Svar we said before, those two arguments. So a lot of times, it's not going to be so easy, even if you try to fulfill the Shita of the Rif, to do that, because you won't do it right when you're married. You're not going to start doing the three bedikos until you know Dam Mesulam are finished. Plus, you have to do it after the vestis of the Trumas Adeshen has passed. So it's not even so clear how practical it is. So that's what apparently Rav David Lishit said. Neuberger quotes this. Rav David Lishit says, really, we should follow the position of the Rif. We should require three bedikos. But odds are they're not going to do it correctly anyway. So since they're not going to do it correctly anyway, we're not going to drive them crazy to do something that they're going to do incorrectly. So therefore, it's a sort of a funny psak. Really, you should do bedikos, but practically, you don't have to advise chasanim and kalas to do the bedikos. I should point out, as the Shevet Ar-Levi points out, that if you think you're chai to do bedikos, if you've been married for a while and you didn't do bedikos and you're clearly not Ro Machmas Tashmish, then for sure you don't need to do the bedikos at this time. Now, there's once it's clear you're not a Ro Machmas Tashmish, then there's no point in doing the bedikos anyway. At the beginning, there's no point in doing the bedikos anyway. During the vasus, there's not point to doing the bedikos. If she becomes pregnant, there's not point to. So a lot of times, this sort of takes care of itself. That's Rav David Lifshitz's approach. I think if you look at the standard Sfarim, they say you should do the three bedikos. Lechem Simcha, the Chassam Sofer, the Alter Rebbe, Beis Uplasi, Rabbi Forst in the art school book writes, this is the accepted practice. When my wife was a kala, she was told she should do bedikos and be masak herself. She told her a lot of bedikos that they don't say to do here. They also said she should do bedikos when she had a Hagasha Sivas Tavralach three times, like the Sfarim say, and other ones. But anyway, she was told to do these bedikos. And I think in the Velt, that is, I can't know for sure, but my impression is that is what is recommended. However, Rabbi Willig says, no, we follow the Shach, and you don't need to do it at all. Rav Moshe, he says, we follow Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and the Shach, we can rely on them. Even though he doesn't fully follow Rav Moshe because he doesn't hold to those other bedikos from Rav Moshe that we said post-Vestos bedikos. But at least, Lagabe, this, that we pass on like the Shach, we accept Rav Moshe. Now, assuming you are Machmir and you do try to do bedikos, how far afterwards do they need to be done? Presumably, they would have to be done betoch shir ashem taloi, since the Rif thinks that these bedikos are either matihur or Aser, right? And that's what, if you look at the Alter Rebbe, he says you have to do it immediately after Tashmish. Shevet Alevi writes, if it's not done immediately after Tashmish, but it's within a half hour, that's also okay. So that's what the different posts could say. Rav Moshe, by the way, those bedikos that I said you have to do post-Vesas, when all your Vestas have passed for Rav Moshe, that's not like this. In other words, that's something she's going to have to do the rest of her life. It's not like three times and you're out. And also, in that case, you only have to do them after all the Vestos have passed. Why does Rav Moshe pass them like the Shach? Because ha-emes imei mitzad ha-din u-mitzad ha-metzias. Mitzad Adin, meaning Shach makes a very convincing case. Mitzad Metzias, I assume what he means, is because we don't actually seem to find that it's very common that women that don't have a vessel kavua are ros machmas tashmish, right? It's rare, if ever, happens, and there rarely, if ever, happens, and therefore it's mitzat remosha's right, mitzat hadin, and mitzat habetzias. And I think that's what the ilum here is knowing, that we don't do these bedikos at all. Okay, so we will stop here. And I assume you guys didn't do the next siman yet, right? Or to be the previous siman. All right, we'll wait till Wednesday. That's Hashem. So Wednesday we will do that and take it from there. Everybody.